Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
I'm coming at you with another warning, gang. Luke 21, verse 33. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Everything to do with this world is going to pass. The only thing that's going to stay is the words of Jesus Christ. Yes, His words. We were created for Him. That's why we were made. We were made for Jesus Christ. And immediately He goes on to say this in verse 34. And take heed. Take heed. Take heed. I got three stars after it. To yourself. Take heed to yourself. You know, many times we think of our Christian walk and we get convicted and we want to focus on everybody else. So I got to do this for that guy, or I got to do this for my parents, or I got to do this for this poor guy down the street, which is fine. But the Lord is warning us right here. He's warning us here. Take heed to yourself. And this is His word. So watch yourself first. And we all know the second commandment of the great commandment, the golden rule commandment. Love your neighbor as yourself. So take heed to yourself, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged. That means weighed down. In other words, something's weighing you down with surfeiting. Probably mispronouncing it. But that means carousing. That means good food, good clothes, good cars, good living, fat living. Everything's great. Kids are in college. Got my 401k. Got my new boat. You know, full tank of gas. All the bills are paid. All right. And the cares of this life, so that day come upon you as unaware. Now, what is the day that's going to come upon you? I believe it's the day He talks about in verse 33, when He says, heaven and earth shall not pass away, shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Say it again, heaven and earth shall pass away. That's the day. That's the day. That's your individual day, gang. In this life, everything on that day will pass away. When they put you in that box, okay, you're done. Everything to do with this earth is going to pass away. We've had parents, grandparents, great-grandparents. We go all the way back. You know how many generations it is? All the way to Adam. And every single generation for that individual, heaven and earth on this world passed away. Yes. So we're warned. When that day comes, when your personal heaven and earth are going to pass away, we're warned, don't let the cares of this life wear you down. Don't let all your children problems, all your medical problems, all your evil thoughts, all this, you have to deal with them. I get it. We all got bills to pay. We all got kids, grandkids, etc. We got stuff. We got elderly people we're taking care of, but that day you're dealing with it. Don't make an idol of it. Don't start murmuring, complaining, whining, worrying, anxiety, frustration. None of it. None of it. It's all a form of idol worship. And a lot of it, you could justify it. Well, I have to worry. No, you don't. Worrying never did anything for anybody at all. Maybe acting on the situation, maybe seeking advice on the situation, but ultimately you could only do what you can do in whatever situation you are in. You add anxiety and worry to it, and you're destroying peace. You're destroying faith. Whatever the situation is, you might not like it. Maybe because of bad decisions, you're in a financial jam. Maybe because of bad decisions, you didn't guard your mouth, your marriage is in jeopardy. Maybe because of bad decisions, you didn't raise your children up right, things have gone haywire. That's why we're to live one day at a time, to avoid bad decisions. Keep your eyes on Christ in every decision you make. And when you make a decision, don't be double-minded. Go for it in faith. Go for it in faith. And the Lord will fill you in later if it was good or bad. He'll take care of you. But whatever you do, don't be double-minded. Do it for the Lord. But he warns us there. I'll read that again. Do not be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of this life, so that they come upon you unaware. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. What a comment. What a comment. In other words, nobody is exempt from these worries, these anxieties, these things, these pleasures. And as I'm saying this, I'm actually getting a fear come over me. You know, I'm in my mid-60s. I have never been more well off than where I am right now. Sure, I'm a little old. I can't, you know, jump off a 10-foot wall anymore. But my bills are all paid. I got a decent life. My kids are all raised. You know, praise you, Jesus. He's given me good health. I am in a nice situation as far as my, you know, earthly concerns are right now. He's warning me right there. Beware. Because this attack can come on you unaware. In other words, through all the gifts that God has given me, because I'm told that all good things come from above. So anything good has come from above. Gang, there are no smiles in hell. There is no water in hell. There is no joy in hell. There is no light in hell. There is no beautiful green grass in hell. There is no beautiful skies to look at in hell. Everything that all good things that you see come from God the Father. None of this is in hell. None of it. All good things come from above. Everything. And God gives it to the just and the unjust. He gives it to the evil person. He gives it to the unbeliever. He gives it to the believer. He is so merciful and so kind. But us as believers especially, we have been delivered out of darkness. So we see how good things are because of him. We're able to see it because we're born here again. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the earth. So these physical good things, this carousing, this partying, this fun, these pleasures, without knowing Jesus, could very well be snares. Snares. Like I just bought a boat. I bought a 24-foot pontoon. Bought it used, got it cheap for a fraction of the cost. But I'm just telling my own testimony. I didn't buy this for me. What do I care about? I bought this for my grandchildren. I got 25 grandchildren, all right? And I know that little window of time with a grandchild. I know by the time you're 14, you know, you don't want to deal with grandpa, or maybe 13 or 12. But I got a ton of kids between the age of, you know, 6 and 12, 6 and 11. I want to show them a good time. I want to have a little bit of life experience. I want to have some fun. But I am keeping this in alignment. That is a boat. That's a piece of floating steel. That's going to sink. You know, it has nothing to do with the physical boat that I bought this thing for. I bought this thing for the love of the people around me. I'm just sharing you a little bit about my heart. What am I going to do with a 24-foot pontoon? But like I said, I got 24 grandchildren. I have 8 children. I got in-laws. You know, I know the time is short. Bought it for a fraction of the cost. I'm going to force myself to enjoy a little bit of time. Prayed about it, got peace about it. But at any given time, if this pontoon, someone scratches my little pontoon and I don't, you know, want to kill him, it's a god. If that engine dies and that pontoon lets me, down in the middle of the lake, hey, it's got a hold of me. Just giving you a little example about how a snare can get you. It's all about your will. It's all about your emotions. What the Lord refers to as your heart. It's all about your heart. Where are you at? And then he goes on to say, watch you therefore. Why am I supposed to watch therefore? Because the cares of this world are going to try to be a snare. Since the cares of this world are a snare, Mr. Adulterer, you're doing that adultery, you literally have a snare around your neck. Fornicator, living with a woman, you got a snare around your neck. Drunkard, party animal, even the anxious person, if you're loaded with nerves, you got a snare around your neck. You got to give it all to the Lord, all right? Watch ye therefore and pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Wow. I got to read this again, gang. Watch ye therefore and pray always that you may be able to be accounted worthy to escape, worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. That's Jesus. Here he's referred to as the Son of Man. I believe that because, you know, when we meet God, he still became flesh. He still became flesh and dwelt amongst us. And he allowed nails to be driven through his hands. He forgave the people that drove those nails. I'm shaking even as I say this. God, forgive me. God, help me. I want to be worthy. I don't know about you, gang, but that verse scares me. I'm sorry. That scares me. Watch ye therefore and pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. You and I, hate to tell you, I'm more concerned about me, gang. Love your neighbor as yourself. I got to learn to be more concerned about me so then I could become more concerned about you. It's just like when I was helping my mom and dad as they were dying, I had to stay healthy. I had to make sure my health was there. I had to force myself to sleep. I had to force myself to try to eat well. Why? Because I knew if I got sick, I couldn't help them. Yes, I had to take care of myself first so I could help them. Same analogy. You have to take care of yourself spiritually first so you can take care of the people around them. Because you will stand before God. And then now it goes to black letter, it's not red. And in the daytime, he was teaching in the temple. And at night, he went out in the boat in the mount that is called the Mount of Olives. And all the people came early in the morning to him in the temple to hear him. Why do they want to hear Jesus? Because he spoke the truth. He spoke the truth. And truth resounds with people, gang. Truth resounds. Simple truth resounds. You know, Pontius Pilate was a politician. And politicians are always sucking up to people. He had to suck up to Caesar. He had to suck up to the people. He had to suck up to everybody. So when he saw Jesus, his question is, what is truth? And his conscience bugged him. And even his wife knew, let this guy go. But guess what? As a true politician, he gave in. He gave in to the crowds. And the crowd said, we want, Barabbas. We want Barabbas. Well, gang, let's take that example as true Christians. Don't give in to the crowds. When you're under heat, always choose Jesus. Renew your mind with his word. You are his child. He is our redeemer. He is our captain. And he loves us. He died for us. And God bless you. And amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.